This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now.
Oregon cops call to the banks of the Willamette River when a suitcase washes up with an elderly woman's remains inside. The woman ID'd is Judy Hurley, 80. Cops discover several people living in her home. It's clear from medical equipment Judy was bedridden. Police believe squatters took over the home with Judy powerless to stop them.
Nancy, friends of Hurley lost contact with her after Hurley returned to the home from a nursing home due to her declining health. They say Hurley's home had become a base for crime as squatters learned Hurley was bedridden and could not access the second floor at all. The suitcase containing Hurley's remains was spotted by a contractor working on a home overlooking the river who called 911. Police believe one of the squatters in Hurley's home is responsible for her murder.
Michael Moody, 54, now charged with murder. An employee at Rush Funplex, a Utah children's entertainment venue with laser tag, rock climbing, a foam pit, calls cops after watching a man who appears to be alone picking up several pair of children's socks and sniffing them. Ew! The employee also witnesses the man taking photos of children playing. Cops find the socks in Roland Brown's pockets, in addition to photos taken at the Funplex. They also find child sex abuse material. Brown, 63, now charged with 10-count sex exploitation of a minor. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Another inmate has died at Wisconsin's troubled Waupun Correctional Institution, the seventh since last year. The state confirms 23-year-old Damian Evans died earlier this month. Details are scarce, and the Dodge County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Evans was serving time for armed robbery and bail jumping. Waupun has been under scrutiny since former warden Randall Hepp and eight staff members were charged with misconduct and inmate abuse following two deaths. Federal authorities are also investigating a prison smuggling ring leading to staff suspensions and at least one guilty plea. Built in the 1850s, Waupun has faced bipartisan calls for closure. Governor Tony Evers has proposed a $500 million overhaul, including converting it to a job training facility. For now, the prison remains under investigation, as does yet another inmate death. Now to Georgia, as a missing child case that spans 7 years and multiple states has finally come to a close. A teenager who vanished from Atlanta in 2017 has been found safe in Colorado after his mother's arrest in an unrelated incident. Our Sydney Sumner has the full story.
A routine burglary investigation in suburban Denver has led to the discovery of a boy missing for 7 years. Authorities say 14-year-old Abdul Aziz Khan was taken from Atlanta in 2017 by his mother, Rabia Khalid, who did not have legal custody. On February 23rd, deputies with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a suspected break-in at a vacant home that was for sale. They found Khalid and a man leaving the property, claiming they worked for a realtor while two children waited in a vehicle outside. After running their identities, officers discovered Khalid had an active warrant related to her son's disappearance. One of the children in the car was Khan. Khalid and the man were taken into custody on multiple charges, including second-degree kidnapping, forgery, and identity theft. The two children, including Khan, were placed in protective custody while the courts determined their next steps. Authorities say Khan's case has been featured on Netflix's Unsolved Mysteries, and the U.S. Marshals Service had been assisting in the search. His family, while requesting privacy, issued a statement expressing their relief, saying, quote, "We're overwhelmed with joy that Aziz has finally been found. We want to thank everyone for their support over the last 7 years."
For now, the focus shifts to ensuring Khan's well-being and future placement.
Thanks, John. Veronica Reyes Diaz, 23, has a much-needed girls' night out in Dover, Florida. A friend drops her off at home where the husband and youngest child are asleep. Then she gets into her car to pick up her two older children from her sister's home. She makes it back and gets the older children to bed. When she doesn't come to bed, her husband assumes she's sleeping with one of the children. Next morning, he finds she's gone, but her Chevy Yukon still parked outside, keys and wallet in the car. Cell phone shut off or dies before it can be located. Veronica Reyes Diaz, 23, 410, 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, mole beneath left eye. Now missing 4 years. If you have info on Veronica Reyes Diaz, call Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriffs, 813-247-8200. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.